Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and counting it down to week 10 of this NFL season, a rapidly moving season. The Bears are the midpoint, at least in terms of the number of games they've played, and now they get their first taste of a rematch. The Detroit Lions, who took the Bears down up in Detroit earlier this season.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Let's take a look at some of the keys to the game. Let's start with offense. We're going to call this resiliency because smart, sound, and gutsy is the best way I can find to describe what the Bears' offense has been over the last six quarters with Josh McCown at quarterback. His touchdown-interception ratio of 3-0 and nearly 700 yards of offense speaks to his handle on the system. The protection scheme designed by Mark Trestman and Aaron Cromer has been outstanding, dealing with all the pressure packages of the Redskins and Packers the last 2 weeks. Quarterback coach Matt Kavanaugh pairs his guys diligently, and the Bears' offense is proving it can move the ball and score points at any point in any game. The Bears know exactly what they're getting from the Lions defensively. They are ferocious and deep up front. They are physical, and they make you pay for poor technique. There is growing confidence, though, that this Bears' offense is a resilient one, living for the next play, protecting the ball, avoiding harmful penalties, and moving the chains. Detroit's cornerback play is suspect. The Lions 25th in the league, giving up 273 yards passing a game. They give up a lot of big plays, including 11 of at least 40 yards, and teams are averaging 4.7 yards per carry against Detroit. Over to defense, and they have had trouble tackling big backs like Brandon Jacobs and Eddie Lacy, and the Bears had trouble tackling the shifty Reggie Bush. After a week out of the lineup with a knee injury, Bush slammed the Bears for 139 yards, 37 on a nifty touchdown. Bush enjoyed the bye week, and so the same scenario exists in terms of fresh legs for Bush. The biggest difference is he's not making his cuts on field turf, but Kentucky bluegrass this week. The bottom line is the Bears have to tackle better, and in order to get in a position to make the tackle, defenders have to start taking the proper angles to the ball. Shea McClellan, Julius Peppers, Corey Wooten cranked up the pass rush in Green Bay, and the spark could keep that fire burning against Matthew Stafford and the Lions. It makes no sense, really, to bring up Calvin Johnson. It's the same for every defense, every team in the league. You do what you can, and you hope he doesn't kill you. There's been a revolving door of personnel on special teams due to injuries and performance, and the lack of continuity, which is often common at this time of the season in the NFL, has led to some gaffes and a lack of consistency. It's not an excuse, of course, but smoothing out some of the rough edges on the unit would be welcome. Focusing in on assignment integrity and finishing plays on every special teams unit will be extremely important in what could be a keystone moment in the season. All right, we wrap up with intangibles, and once again, the Bears will have to control their emotions against Detroit. 15-yard penalties are killers, and let the Lions keep getting those. Controlling themselves in stressful situations has been a consistent theme for this version of Bears, so it's not a worry. Look for the Lions, though, to play with urgency. They see Green Bay and Chicago with injured quarterbacks and injured defenders, and they see opportunity in the division. What the Bears would love to do is make Detroit feel like they just can't win in Chicago. They've lost 7 of 8 at Soldier Field, including 5 in a row, the last win coming in 2005. So that's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Bears and Lions at Soldier Field on Sunday. Please join us on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. We'll start our pregame coverage at 9, kickoff at noon. Thanks again for watching Keys to the Game. I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.